Psalm 119. Tonight we'll be finishing up the Hebrew letter Mem, verses 97 through 104. So if you'll stand out of love and respect for God's word, if you are physically able, beginning in verse 97, reading together. Oh, how love I thy law! It is my meditation all the day. Thou, through thy commandments, hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way. Well, we are in the 100s. Doesn't that feel good? Should feel good to you. This Hebrew letter, Mem, we are finishing up as we look at this study here. And we have seen how much the word of God was loved by the psalmist. Oh, how love I thy law. And I hope you're beginning to feel that way. And if you already felt that way, I hope you feel more that way after we have studied these 104 verses of Scripture. Yes, it has been that many. You say, I missed some. We have them for you. You can listen to it at a later date. Okay? We want to love the Word of God through His commandments. We've been made wiser than our enemies. You know, we talked about the devil this morning in our Sunday school class. And knowing about our enemy, you know, it's good that we can be wise to his devices. And know what he's all about and how he operates so we can avoid those things. And we can resist the devil and he'll flee from us. You understand that the commandments of God are ever with us. We have more understanding than our teachers. You know, one of the things that a teacher just longs to see happen in their students is for them to grow past them. I think every preacher would love it if their people would grow past the preacher. That would be fantastic. And listen, we ought to. It's not a competition. It's not something that's bad. But we ought to long to do that because of the Word of God. We have understanding more than the ancients because we keep the precepts of God. And last week we talked about that we've refrained our feet from every evil way that we might keep the Word of God. And that we have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught us. God is our teacher. You understand that all of these things are leading up to a statement. There are two verses that contain exclamatory statements. Strong and sudden feeling. You know, I think maybe as if you just imagine David, the sweet psalmist of Israel, kind of getting to this place and he's written 96 verses and it just kind of hits him. You know, just kind of. Oh, how love I thy law! Exclamation point. You know, can you imagine that? He's just writing and writing and writing and it just, wah, just, right? I mean, he's just excited, this strong feeling of how much he loves the Word of God. And he goes on and he explains a little bit more, and then it just hits him again. And here we are in verse 103 tonight. He says this, how sweet are thy words unto my taste. Now, we are going to just briefly mention something, and this may turn you all off. I understand how awful it sounds, but a declarative sentence is simply making a statement. Okay? And it's just this. We use declarative sentences all the time throughout the day, right? But there is something special about an exclamatory sentence. And you know what? For all intents and purposes, you probably could just say, how sweet are thy words to my taste? You could probably make it a regular sentence if you wanted to. But one of the things in teaching English is you look for key words. And how is one of those key words. It's not being used to ask a question. It's being used to show strong feeling. How sweet are thy words unto my taste? Hey, listen. Do you, when you pick up this book and you flip through the pages, you know what I love? I love donut residue. Donut residue is wonderful because it's sweet. That's what I love about having a beard. More residue sticks around. I get it in there, and sometimes it, it's just good stuff. It's good stuff. Hey, you like honey? Yeah, some good honey. Oh, listen, it's wonderful. It's sweet to the taste, and it just, there's just something about it. And as we look through the Word of God and as we go through its pages, does that hit you like it hit the psalmist? How sweet are thy words unto my taste? Oh, he says, wow, this is amazing. This is delightful. I can't believe how good this is. Hey, think of the best thing you've ever had as far as sweets go. And you're just like, whoa. Just knocks you out of the park, right? I mean, yeah. And the Word of God is that way, or should be. Hey, listen. I know we've gone over this many times, but it in my opinion, it's kind of like a sister passage to this. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold. Yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. You understand that God's word is sweet. God's word is sweet. And we ought to have the sentiment of how sweet are thy words unto my taste. Yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. You say, Pastor, we don't eat the Word of God. Hey, they do make like edible stuff. You know, you can print a picture and put it on a cake. I mean, let's print a Bible out of that. No. Spiritually speaking, what sweetens your life? Are you using some artificial sweeteners of the world? Or are you using the good stuff, honey? Oh, come on, that works really, that's a good example. Huh? Those artificial sweeteners don't satisfy and they leave a bad taste afterwards. So just skip it. Yeah. Stick with the real stuff. Sugar. How sweet are they sweet to you? Sweeter than honey and the honeycomb? In Proverbs 24, my son, eat thou honey because it's good. And the honeycomb, which is sweet to thy taste. Solomon gives good wisdom there. All right, everybody okay with that? Now listen to what he says. So shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto thy soul. You say you like the honey, it's actually good for you. There are health benefits to it, physically speaking. And it's sweet, it's desirable to eat. But he says, so are the things of wisdom, the word of God, the things that we put into our life to our soul. When thou hast found it, then there shall be a reward, and thy expectation shall be not cut off. We have a taste in our soul. Is it set to the world, or is it set to God's word? You know, we do develop taste for things, don't we? Yeah. Some of you have a sweet tooth like I do. And you just enjoy sweets. Okay? I like to keep my coffee and my sweets separate. I don't put my sweets in my coffee like some of you do. All that cream and sugar and all the other stuff you put in there. But you know what? But we have different tastes. But you know what? I decide what things I like and what things I don't like. I do. I don't really much care for liver. Anybody a liver fan out there? I just can't. I ate it because my grandma used to cook liver and onions. But when I went to 10th grade biology class, I decided I didn't want to eat a filter anymore. I just decided that wasn't a good idea. Okay? But you know, I don't care about avocados. Avocado people? No, it's called yucca mole for a reason. Okay? I don't like it at all. All right? But you know, it just, but we decide, but we, and then there's things that I like that you all don't like, I'm sure. And we all have our different tastes, don't we? But you know what? One taste that we all should agree on is how sweet the words of God are to our taste. They're sweeter than honey to our mouth. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. In Deuteronomy chapter 8 says, all the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do, that ye may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. You know, that verse was so important that Jesus decided to quote it when he's being tempted by the devil. Listen, we don't just live by our daily food. We live by our daily food. We've got to spiritually survive. And we need the word of God. You know, they do say that manna had a somewhat of a sweet taste, like the coriander seed. God's word is sweet. That's why he references it. Puts the two together, if you will. Compares one to the other. Manna came down from heaven. Forever thy word, O Lord, is settled in heaven. Where do you think we got it from? I'm glad we didn't get it from man. It came from God. Holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. In Job 23 it says, but he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. My foot hath held his steps, and his way have I kept, I have not declined. Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. Job said, I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. Those are Job's comments. How else could he make it through that time unless he held on to the word of God? It would be a difficult task without it. Oh, Jeremiah was interesting. He said he found the words of God and he ate them. Pretty cool, huh? Yeah. He said this. He says, thy words were found and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord, God of hosts. Ezekiel had a similar testimony about the word of God. In chapter 2, at the end of it, and then into chapter 3, he says this, and thou, son of man, be not afraid of them. These are the people. Neither be afraid of their words, though briars and thorns be with thee, and thou dost dwelt among scorpions. Be not afraid of their words, nor dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house. And thou shalt speak my words unto them, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear. For they are most rebellious. But thou, son of man, hear what I say unto thee. Be not thou rebellious like that rebellious house. Open thy mouth and eat what I give thee. And when I looked, behold, an hand was sent unto me. And lo, a roll of a book was therein. And he spread it before me. And it was written within and without. And there was written therein lamentations and mourning and woe. Moreover, he said unto me, son of man, eat that thou findest. Eat this roll and go speak unto the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth and he caused me to eat the roll. And he said unto me, son of man, cause thy belly to eat and fill thy bowels with this roll that I give thee. Here's what he says. Then did I eat it, and it was in my mouth as honey for sweetness. You say, but it was filled with woe and sorrow and lamentations. Yes, but it was the word of God. And that's what made it sweet. And it wasn't the words of man that which were tearing him down and stinging him and poking him and pricking him like the thorns and the briars and the scorpions. But rather it was sweet to his mouth because it was the very word of God. You know, sometimes, unless it's gone sour, milk has a sweetness to it. Unless you're drinking buttermilk, and then there's now sweetness to it. This, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be, ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. And then one other reference. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. When God's word is sweet to your taste, when it's more than your necessary food, when it's the bread that you're eating of, and it is your desire, there's good success to come. There's enlightenment. There's health. There's stamina. There's benefits to the word of God being in you and through you. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Go back to Psalm 119 and let's look at the last verse. Verse 104. Doing very well tonight. We only have 2 points left. You see, but there's only one verse left. Yes, we're cutting it in half. First part. Through thy precepts, I get understanding. You know what through means? It means by means of, or the agency of, or noting instrumentality. By transmission, noting the means of conveyance. Through, right? Through. We'll study all our prepositions, right? When we're going to go through the log, we're going to go through the log, yeah. Not over it, not under it, not beside it. We're going to go through, right? And he says, through thy precepts, I get understanding. So there's some kind of conveyance here. The precepts of God convey us or bring us by transmission to understand. The precepts of God do that. It is through his precepts that we get understanding. You know, I don't think that we ought to go through anything else to get our understanding. Worldly wisdom will not convey understanding. Huh? It won't. Academic knowledge will not convey understanding. Not the understanding we need. Oh, life experience does not necessarily convey understanding adequately. But God's word does. We can surely line up with God because of the precepts of God
line up with God. And they bring us to line up with God. In John chapter 15, in verses 3 through 10, the Bible tells us, now ye are clean through the word. How are we clean? Through the word. Through. There we go. And this is great. It's a conveyance. God says, we are clean through the word, which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered. And men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. For so shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. How does all this happen? Through the word of God. Through. In the beginning was the word. If we abide in him, we're abiding in his word. We're abiding in him. They're synonymous. And that's how we're able to succeed. Through thy precepts, I get understanding. It's through the word of God that we have this ability. In John chapter 17, Jesus said, they are not, he was praying to the Father about his disciples. In verses 16 through 21, he says, they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them, through thy truth. What is thy truth? Thy word is truth. There it is again. This is amazing. How do these things keep happening? Because it's the wonderful word of God. That's why they keep happening. Because it just is. It is amazing. It is to be honored. It is to be trusted. It is the way to live. And if we will live through it, we'll have understanding. We'll see it God's way. We'll line up with him. Isn't that what we all should endeavor to do? To line up with him? You know, sometimes when I'm looking at things, I see it my way. But it's not how he sees it. He sees it a little differently. And until I line up with him, I don't understand. But when I do line up with him, guess what happens? Understanding. It's amazing. It's wonderful. And we get it through the precepts of God. He said here that thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. We have this word through many. This conveyance is being made over and over again here. And it all has to do with the word of God. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them which also shall believe on me through their word. That they all may be as one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee. That they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. That's amazing, isn't it? What was Jesus' goal and purpose? To seek and to save that which was lost. He said, I want all this to take place and all this conveyance and all this transmission and agency of instrumentality and all this stuff of the word of God in them to accomplish the goal that I have. That the world might believe. That people will believe them because they're through the word of God. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, it says, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation, through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect. Thoroughly. No, that is not thoroughly. If you're reading it that way, it's wrong. You're adding a syllable. Thoroughly furnished unto all good works. What thoroughly furnishes a person? The Word of God. The Word of God. It brings us into understanding because of the doctrine, the reproof, the correction, the instruction in righteousness. We are thoroughly furnished unto all good works. We are, if you will, made perfect as God wants us to be. That is complete. In 1 Peter, he talks about this perfection. For as much as ye know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold for your vain conversation, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God, seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit. Oh, now we're getting the Spirit involved. We've got faith involved. We've got the Word of God involved. We've got the truth involved. We've got the Word. We've got all. Now the Spirit is involved. He's the Spirit of truth. And he's going to bring all things to remembrance, the things that he's taught us. And he'll teach us all things. What things? These things. Who helps you understand this book? Holy Spirit does. He's the one. So he's going to is through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, that ye see that ye love one another with pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is the flower of the grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word by which the gospel is preached unto you. So David, he says, how sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts, I get understanding. Are you there for the ending? Therefore, I hate every false way. One of the things in Bible college is always fun. A lot of my professors would say, whenever you see a therefore, find out what it's there for. Yeah. Therefore. I love therefores. There are thousands of therefores in the Bible. Thousands. Like 1,200 and some. Over 1,000. For that or this reason, referring to something that was previously stated. Okay? Through thy precepts, I get understanding. Therefore. So when we have understanding and we get it through the precepts of God, we hate every false way. When it comes by the right vehicle, when it's conveyed correctly, we get the right result. So therefore, I hate every false way. Do you hate every false way? Are false ways an abomination to you? Is sin evil in your eyes? Are you one that fears God and eschews evil like Job, who was righteous, who God could trust with a difficult trial? I think Job understood. I think many Bible characters understood. I think Paul understood. I think Joshua understood. I think Joseph understood. You know what? God says, therefore, I hate every false way. Take your Bibles and turn to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Therefore, do you have a therefore because of the Word of God? And because of the conveyance and the proper method to reaching understanding is through the Word of God? And it's sweet to your taste? Sweeter than honey to your mouth? Look at verse 13. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, so we have this wonderful introduction, right? Talking about salvation and how we've been saved. What for? Well, what's the reason, or to referring to something previously stated? Therefore, because we've been saved, because we've been chosen through a sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, he says, therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. Now, our Lord Jesus Christ himself, and God even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good work, a word and work. Hey, there's a therefore there. And you know what? It kind of matches up with hating every false way. Because it's encouraging us to every good work and every good word, and establishing us in the right things, in the truth, and in how we have been taught by the Word of God. Through the Word of God. Through the truth. In Deuteronomy chapter 4, the children of Israel had a therefore. Know therefore this day, and consider it in thine heart, that the Lord, he is God in heaven above, and upon the earth beneath, and there is none else. Thou shalt keep therefore his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee this day. Why? Why? Why should they do this? That it may go well with thee and with thy children after thee, and that thou mayest prolong thy days upon the earth, which the Lord thy God giveth thee forever. Well, what if it doesn't? Then your days will not be prolonged. They may be shortened. Is that not a truth taught in the Bible? Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. Hey, you know, we like to quote Ephesians chapter 6, right? Children, obey your parents in the Lord. This is right. Honor thy mother and thy father. Right? Why? That it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. Because if you don't honor your mom and dad, they might just end up killing you. No, just kidding. No, that's not true. But listen, God might. You know, I've told kids before, in dealing with rebellious students, I just look at them and say, you better be glad we don't practice Old Testament discipline. Because any child that was unreachable was brought before the city leaders and taken outside the city and stoned to death. Because they wouldn't listen. And they just, their eyes get like this. What? Yeah. Hey, you know what? Therefore. There's a therefore. He is the only God. There is no other God. So we should keep his statutes and commandments. Why? That it may be well with us. Don't you want things to go well in your life? So practice the therefore. Through his precepts, I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Therefore, stand. Stand, therefore. You see, David said, I have understanding. I got it through your precepts. And now I hate every false way. I can recognize the things because I see it from your path and from your way because I do understand. We talked about being complete or perfect. Jesus said, be therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. How do we do that? How do we accomplish that? All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for these things, right? Why? That we may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. It's through the word of God that we learn to hate every evil way. Do you hate sin like God hates sin? Can I come stand by you? Because I'm one of you. I don't know that I hate sin like God hates sin. Because if I did, I wouldn't do it. And neither would you. Do we really hate every false way? Are we really immersed in the Word of God like we need to be? Is it really sweet unto our taste? And in our mouth? Hey, listen, I know we're all works in progress, but I just want you to think about that. Would to God we would all learn to hate every false way. And hate the sin, if you will, that so easily besets us. We talked about the devil this morning. I told you that. You know, he knows what gets us. Hey, listen, you put a thing of alcohol in front of me, that won't bother me one second. Not a temptation. Drugs, smoking, won't faze me, but there are some things that will. See, what are they? I'm not telling you. But you know what? The devil knows what they are. And you know what? He's gotten pretty good at getting me with those things. Just like he knows how to get you. Wouldn't it be great if through his precepts we understood and we would hate every false way? 2 Corinthians tells us, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. In the fear of God. Then a warning. If we decide not to heed these things, in Isaiah, God speaking through Isaiah says, therefore, as the fire devoureth the stubble, and the flame consumeth the chaff, so shall their root be as rottenness, and their blossom shall go up as dust. Why? Why, Isaiah? Why, God, is this happening? Because they have cast away the law of the Lord of hosts and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. Don't do that. Go back to the Psalms. I would hate for that warning or that prophecy to come true in your life or mine. because we cast off and cast away the law of the Lord of hosts and despise the word of God. Wouldn't that be sad? I'd rather say, how sweet are thy words unto my taste. Yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. I have introduced you to a scripture song found in this passage of scripture, beginning with verse 97, continuing with verse 101 as the chorus, and then adding on as a second verse, verse 103. And if you'd like, maybe I'll sing it through a couple times. But it's wonderful to learn scripture songs. Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. I have refrained my feet from every evil way that I might keep thy word. I have refrained my feet from every evil way that I might keep thy word. How sweet are thy words unto my taste. Yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. How sweet are thy words unto my taste. Yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. I have refrained my feet from every evil way that I might keep thy word. I have refrained my feet from every evil way that I might keep thy word. One more time. Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. I have refrained my feet from every evil way that I might keep thy word. I have refrained my feet from every that I might keep thy word. How sweet are thy words unto my taste. Yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. How sweet are thy words unto my taste. Yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. I have refrained my feet from every evil way that I might keep thy word. I have refrained my feet from every evil way that I might keep thy word.